that answer the question?
Yeah. I mean, yes, absolutely. I think we could have, my mum's going through the similar sort of process. You know, we could have assisted doing it online, but she's not online. She's technophobe. Easier, more convenient, more effective to get it done through a solicitor and have it done professionally, because you can get these spat out if you put the wrong thing in. It might not meet the requirements.
Can I just comment on that? Do you know that the question about it being done online, we've got the facility to do both. So I've got 240 advisors in the field, and we have a team of people that could do it over the telephone. But actually, we have tech. And we're finding that if we could deliver a step-by-step process where, you know, they could go through it easily and at the end of it press generate, we found that to be absolutely incredible, because what it allowed me to do as a business is it allowed me to provide powers of attorney at a fraction of the cost. You know, and so I would rather people have powers of attorney than not be able to afford powers of attorney, because actually they couldn't afford for a solicitor to do it. And we got the facility to do both. And there's so many people who will not have those documents in place, number one, because of prohibitive costs, or number two, because they can't navigate the OPG website. And so I think that the answer is actually having the provision of two, you know, and meeting the customer at their needs.
Adam, did you want to add anything more to Simon's question or any parallels?
No, I think that was great.
No.
Great jurisdiction.
So if I can ask you, Adam, though, we covered on this a bit, but, you know, as financial professionals, we talk about retirement assets, insurance. How can we effectively bring up these estate conversations with an urgency that doesn't feel intrusive? Is there any, I know we covered that a bit, but are there any other key points you want to get across on that subject?
Well, the prior question was, to create urgency, all you got to do is create pain, right? You point out the problem. And I always joke that you should sell the problem, don't sell the solution, because people need to have the motivation even when you're not in the room, right? We talk about behavioral finance a lot these days. That means actually altering behavior. It means we have to educate clients as to the implication of not making a decision. And we have to have the urgency when they're off saying, oh, I'd rather go watch football, right? So the key is how do you create the urgency? I would tell you I tend to think a lot about relationship and empathy in this business, because I've been very blessed to be part of it for so long and affected a lot of lives, built a lot of relationships like many of you have. And that trusting relationship, sometimes it requires us to lead. And here's what I mean. Probably of the number of people that are on this call, 50% of us don't have the right legal documents as we sit here. Don't have them right. You know who you are, and it's not a shaming moment, but if you asked your spouse or kids right now, they would be kicking you. Okay, but now let's expect this. I think the first thing to do is for all of us to lead by example. We should all get this done and buttoned up in such a way that we are proud of and we can explain it to our clients. And nothing stops us from going to our existing clients and saying, listen, I just went through this whole process. It wasn't as bad as you think. Here are the things that I think are important for you to do. I'm going to help us get here. I'm going to help us. And you're going to be part of the process with them and take them by the hand, and you're going to walk them through it. And you're going to make sure that it's not that they're not doing it alone. Because I think that's the biggest challenge, is that when people have to answer questions of guardianship and, oh, where's the money going and why should I do this, they get stuck and paralyzed. So I think what we need to do is say, I just did this. This is how I structured it. Is this make sense for you? We'll help you get the same thing done. And I think that that's a really important aspect. We can all choose to lead by example.
That's great. I'm going to come to Al with a question in just one moment, but I'm just going to move on to, for those of you that want to find more about AssetMap in the UK, there's a QR code on the screen at the moment. Post this event, everyone will be sent the summary of the slides. We're going to come to slides about honey in a moment. We will send all this information out to you so that you can access it and follow up. But Al, let me come to you. Outside the obvious benefits to the client and best practice for advisors in getting their legal documents in place, and you've already mentioned the opportunity there is that for you to go back to the advisor and inform them, any other particular benefits you think of for advisors of really driving the estate planning agenda?
I think, I've met two kinds of advisors. I've met advisors who are just purely interested in best interest of the client. They've got no interest in making money out of the process, but they want to protect the client and tick the box. I've met other advisors who are actually very money motivated and, you know, want to provide the best service, but want to be paid for that service. But either way, the answer is the same, you know, so there's a revenue stream, you know, by using our platform. You know, we've made it very simple for clients or advisors. The main thing with advisors is that it's not their chosen subject. You know, they've got no knowledge on it. You know, they feel nervous about talking about it. They don't want to have offered advice on it. So what we did is that we created a platform called Honey Pro. And Honey Pro goes through a series of questions. And it's a very dynamic process. And at the end of it, they get a 7-page report. And that 7-page report says, this is what you said. This is what you need. This is why you need it. These are the consequences to you and your family if you don't get it. And here's the different options available to you, and you give them bronze, silver, gold. And probably the only requirement that the financial advisor is that the client might decide, you know, which one do I need? Do I need the bronze package or do I need the gold? And they might need a little nudge, you know, to get them over the line. But fundamentally, they're getting a complex will document with some will trust written in if necessary, and they're getting powers of attorney. That whole process gives me an audit trail. It gives them protection because we ask the relevant questions and it's recorded. And based on the answers, we've made a recommendation. And on the back of that, the client then will get their legal documents and they can either do it themselves or if they need support, we have a whole team of people. Like I said, I've got 110 staff across 4 offices that could be there to support the client and help them complete the legal documents. With very little involvement from the financial advisor, and they could choose to be remunerated for it or not, as the case may be. I'll quite happily keep all the money. The key element of it as well, though, is that we're also promoting elements in respect to probate work, where we can provide probate services. And 45% of our clients ask that we actually, you know, provide their, you know, services, you know, probate services when they pass. And, you know, they could change their mind at the end, you know, and decide, you know, the family member decides that we don't want to do it. And as long as it's in the best interest of the client, we're quite happy to walk away. We're not, you know, precious about it. But what it does do is that it does give that opportunity for that complete end-to-end process. And so we deal with the probate, there's revenue opportunities. But secondly, the biggest thing is that second bite of the cherry to get the beneficiaries before they run off and buy their Ferraris to speak to them about the opportunity to get this money reinvested and create a whole new client base.
Okay. So we're coming to a close now. I'm just going to ask you one last question each. And then I'm going to sum up with a few bits about housekeeping and things we've got planned for Consumer Duty Alliance and other resources we're making available to help advisors for next year. So my last question, I'm going to ask it to Adam first and then give Al the last word, is can you give me one thing that advisors should do to ensure that everything we've talked about today happens?
They need to put it in their business plan for 2024. This has to be an initiative, an agenda, find a way to execute it or delegate it if you have a team and make this an important aspect. I think the most important aspect is to get this on your meeting agenda for all your clients throughout the year or in your reviews.
Thank you. And Al?
Do you know, I think I have an understanding of your own business and where you want to take it and what your expectations are from your business in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Some of you guys are at the point where actually, you know, I'm going to be retiring in 5 years. Some of you guys are at the beginning of your journey and you're thinking, I've got 40 years, you know, ahead of me, and this is where I want to go with it. And if you've got a significant plan that you want to facilitate, it's vitally important that you make sure that you give your clients the right tools to be able to come on that journey with you.
That's a great way to end. Thank you very much indeed, gentlemen. Really, really appreciate your time today. Just a little bit of housekeeping and flagging one or two other things. A lot of the work that my firm do to help advisors with technology is summed up on our advisorsoftware.com site. Many of the people on the call today are regulars involved in our Advisor Tech Forum. For any of you that are not, you've got an example on screen of three of the subjects that we will be covering in our monthly forums. Very similar format to this, slightly more, more people around. It's a more interactive discussion between all the different participants. But if you've not been to those, please go to advisorsoftware.com and look at that. There are also resources for you on advisorsoftware.com, benefitsguru.co.uk and protectionguru.co.uk. The last thing I want to mention is our Empowering Advice Through Technology conference in London on the 18th of January. You'll have the chance if you go there to meet people from Asset Map. They're joining us for the first time at the event this year. Got some tremendous speakers. It's the fifth year we've done it. We've got an incredibly high return delegate rate. If you want to put technology at the heart of your business in 2024, your advice firm, please do come along too. And Jessie just put a link into Advice Tech Forum in the chat, and she's just about to put one into Empowering Advice Through Technology. And I think I'm just going to finish up there a few minutes early. I'm sure we're all welcome going off and getting a cup of tea, cup of coffee. Al, thanks for being here. Adam, thank you for such an early start in Philadelphia. And everyone, have a great weekend, and indeed, happy holidays.